Hello and welcome to How to Feel Good, the podcast where we talk about health, osteopathy, and whatever I want. Fall is finally here, and as a tradition-loving person, I did what I do every year around this time. I rewatched my favorite TV series of all time, Gilmore Girls. Today we will analyze one of the main characters of this iconic TV show, Rory Gilmore, and we will dive deeply into her psychology and what led her to her downfall at the end of the series. If you have never watched Gilmore Girls, first of all, how? And secondly, don't leave. I will give a short summary of the series and you don't need to watch it to benefit from the thoughts in this episode. But spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the series, again, I don't understand how, but if you want to watch it in the future, this podcast episode will basically spoiler everything. So in that case, go and watch the series and then come back here. Okay, let me provide you a little introduction into the series. Gilmore Girls tells the story of two young women, Lorelai Gilmore and Rory Gilmore. The viewers follow their lives over 7 seasons and watch them both grow up. The first episode introduces the two main characters as a quirky mother-daughter duo, and we learn everything about them that we need to know. Lorelai is the child of an affluent old money family in Hartford, Connecticut that grew up rich but also very oppressed. She escaped home when she got pregnant at 16 years old, and then she became a single mom to Rory, which she raised by herself. Lorelai didn't have it easy as a single mom without any education, but she worked her way up from a maid to a hotel manager, and later in the series she even opens her own hotel. In this episode, we don't focus on Lorelai, but you can't tell the story of Rory without talking about Lorelai. Just like Rory, Lorelai also has her personal struggles and her ups and downs during the series, but overall, her story can be read as a success story. She fulfills her dream of opening her own hotel, she finds love, and overall manages to create a stable, beautiful life for herself and her family. Lorelai is portrayed as a very bubbly, charming, and energetic woman. She had to grow up very early and often still acts very childlike. But no matter how immature she might behave sometimes, she still has her life together and is able to move forward. She's beloved by her friends and community, and although she's clearly imperfect, she is still reliable and a good mother and friend. Rory is Lorelai's only daughter, and the two are described as best friends. The show starts when Rory is 16, the age at which her mom, Lorelai, got pregnant with her. Rory is the opposite of her mother. She's calm and collected, very rational. She's rather introverted, loves books, and is academically very gifted. Her biggest dream is to go to Harvard University, and she's absolutely ready to sacrifice her teenage years in order to go to this Ivy League college and fulfill her dream of becoming a famous journalist. To increase Rory's chances, Lorelai borrows money from her parents to send Rory to a private school called Chilton. This is how Rory gets to know her rich grandparents and develops a close relationship with them, while Lorelai still struggles to connect with her parents. Rory is the typical golden child, too perfect to be true. In school and later in uni, she excels academically. Rory is known for her exceptional intelligence and academic achievements, and is portrayed as a bookworm who's passionate about learning. Neither her mother nor her grandparents need to force her to take school seriously. She has high standards for herself and even enjoys studying. Rory is responsible and reliable, often taking on responsibilities within her family and school. She helps her mother, Lorelai, manage the household and is a dependable friend and daughter. This can be attributed to her mother being a single mom that had to raise her by herself without any help. This experience makes Rory seem more grown up than you would expect for such a young person. She's beautiful, witty, and very loved by everyone that interacts with her. Just like Lorelai, she has many suitors and is popular among her community. Rory has a close and positive relationship with her mother, Lorelai. Her mother often supports her ambitions and encourages her to pursue her dreams. Rory, on the other hand, wants to make her mother and everyone else proud, so she continuously tries to please the people around her. Her being so perfect all around and also such a people pleaser leads to the fact that everyone has high expectations of her and her future. Rory's grandparents, as well as Lorelai, envision her attending an Ivy League university and pursuing a successful career. As you can imagine, this puts a lot of pressure on a young person, but Rory takes these expectations on her and tries to fulfill them all. Now, this is a major spoiler. She doesn't succeed. Although Rory is given everything and more to succeed in this world, money, intelligence, resources, and network, a supportive family, and the best education, she fails. There is a point where she drops out of university, and although she manages to get her degree, we see her later as a 30-something-year-old, jobless journalist that has to move back in with her mother and does not know what to do with her life. The series tells her story over 7 seasons. The rise of a perfect golden child that has everything on her hands to succeed, and her downfall because all the resources she has do not prevent her from failing miserably. I personally think the reason for that lies in Rory's personality. She fails to recognize criticism and work on herself, and together we will explore what exactly led to her downfall, in my personal opinion. I used to watch Gilmore Girls as a teenager on the weekends. It was my absolute feel-good series and still to this day is. I remember watching it with my mother, and she always used to complain that the show was super boring. And it is true, nothing really happens there. It is a slow-paced series that simply consists of relationship drama. But I was always super fascinated by how deep the characters were written, how the show subtly showed everyone's imperfections, and how they dared to destroy everyone's favorite character. Because Rory truly becomes the most hated character of the show after being everyone's favorite golden child for 5 seasons. There's many reasons why Gilmore Girls has one of the most obsessive fandoms and why I am one of these obsessed fans. But this character arc is one of the best story writings I have ever seen. Because it is so ruthless and so realistic, and we can all learn so much from this story. So if you really haven't watched Gilmore Girls so far, I highly recommend it to you. And after listening to this episode, you will see the entire series with different eyes. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of why Rory Gilmore failed at everything she ever wanted to achieve and what it all has to do with burnout. All in all, we can see that Rory has a very unstable sense of self. She's highly dependent on the validation of others and always tries to please everyone. In the first 4 seasons, we see her succeed. She excels in her prestigious private school as well as in college, and her strategy of studying and working hard seems to work out. But already in these seasons, we often see how much she holds back her own needs and wishes in order to please everyone else around her. She's always the nice girl, trying to meet everyone's expectations. In a way, she does not get to be a child or a teenager. Due to her high goals, she doesn't allow herself to make mistakes. And because she wants everyone around her to love her and be happy at any moment, she holds back what she wants and she goes with what is expected of her. In a way, we can attribute that to her growing up with an overwhelmed single mom. Lorelai raised her well and provided her everything that she needed, but it is often shown that Rory's mom didn't have it easy at all and that she had to struggle a lot in order to provide for her daughter. Growing up with a stressed or overwhelmed parent always affects a child. And in Rory's case, it made her super sensitive for other people's needs and unspoken expectations. She does not want to be a liability to her mom or anyone else. Instead, she wants to make the life of everyone easy and pleasant. By doing that, she very often ignores herself and what she actually wants. On one hand, because she might not 100% know what she actually wants. And on the other hand, because she is too scared to ask and make others uncomfortable. In the show, this leads to some quite immature behavior. She has frequent outbursts of anger because she keeps a lot of tension inside for her, which she doesn't know a healthy outlet for. She also cheats on her first boyfriend because she fell in love with someone else, but is afraid to tell him. Of course, in the end, this hurts her first love even more, and it ends with a big bang. Secondly, she's extremely dependent on external validation. Her favorite way to prove her worth to the world is academic validation. By getting good grades, she proves that she's not a waste of space and that she is in fact genius. Getting good grades does require her some work, but it goes hand in hand with her interests and talents. And of course, everyone praises her for that. Her mother, her grandparents, her professors, and her entire community. She's known as the smart one, the goal-oriented one, the one who never disappoints anybody with her achievements. Therefore, she builds her entire identity on being smart and successful. This is what was mirrored to Rory all her life. You are something special because you're so smart. And her grades further prove it to her. How can you not get addicted to that kind of validation and image of yourself if that is all you know and everyone loves you for this persona? But with that image comes great pressure. She gets stuck in this perfect role, in this image that she curated so carefully. But how can anyone be expected to meet these high standards every day? In a way, she doesn't allow herself to be human because she's so busy fulfilling everyone's expectations that she forgets to ask herself what she actually wants. Therefore, she fails getting to know herself. But being constantly praised by everyone around her makes her think that she's better than others. She's told in multiple scenes that she's something special, and when you spend so much time curating a perfect image of yourself and people validate you for that, how can it not make you arrogant? Rory Gilmore is extremely arrogant. She makes fun of her best friend for wanting to be a cheerleader because in her world, being a cheerleader means to be dumb. She holds her nose high and constantly reminds everyone around her that she is smarter, more intellectual, and simply better than everyone else. This arrogance is not to be confused with confidence. In fact, arrogance very often fills the gap of a lack in confidence in order to hide deep insecurity. Rory Gilmore is arrogant but insecure. This shows in her complete inability to accept any criticism. When she gets criticized, for example when she gets a bad grade, she can't take it as what it is, a bad grade. To her, it's an attack on her core self because she identifies with her achievements. Rory Gilmore does not exist without her achievements. Rory Gilmore is a performance. Her core is deeply unstable and therefore shaken quite easily. She doesn't withstand crisis because she has nothing to hold on to. Her entire identity is based on external validation and superficial achievements, but not a real sense of self. All this accumulates in season 5, episode 21, the big turning point of the show. At this point, Rory is a student at Yale University and everything is more or less going great for her. Remember, her goal is to be a famous journalist, and at this time she does an internship at the Stanford Eagle Gazette, a newspaper that is owned by her boyfriend's father, a very rich, influential man. In this episode, Rory is being evaluated by this guy and he expresses that he doesn't believe Rory has what it takes to be a journalist. This has a significant impact on Rory's self-confidence and her future. It shakes her to the core. Remember, this girl lives off of everyone's validation. All her life, people told her that she was the smartest and most talented person on the planet. All her life, everything has been made easy for her. Her grandparents bought her into the schools she wanted to go to. Her mother supported each and every move of her. And suddenly, someone criticizes her. This is the first time in her life that she has to tolerate serious criticism. And as I already said, Rory Gilmore is not able to take any criticism. She can't put this kind of critique into context. She can't see that this man simply doesn't want his son to be with her because her family might be rich, but not rich enough compared to him. She also can't focus on the content of the criticism and draw something substantial out of it to improve her work. Instead of proving this old white man wrong, learning from her mistakes, or simply improving her skills, she chooses to drop out of university, live with her grandparents, and party with her rich friends. She gives up, cuts contact with her mother, and becomes everything she always hated. A lazy, snobbish rich kid without goals that benefits from all privileges money and class can buy. This is where everyone really starts to hate Rory for the first time. This is where her character becomes unbearable. There's nothing likable about her anymore, and it becomes very evident to the viewer that the perfect little girl that everyone loved so much never really existed. That she was a curated image, always empty on the inside, because she never took the time to get to know herself or develop her character. Now that is an important point. She truly never had time to develop herself because she was too busy being the perfect little girl that met all expectations from everyone else. She didn't get to be a child because she had to be the responsible one early on. And she put in all her time and effort to achieve this goal of being a famous journalist. But journalism was her dream. Reading and writing always were her passions, and she chose this career for herself. Everyone else cheered her on and supported her academic career and the wish to attend an Ivy League college. But journalism really was her thing. And that's what makes it so tragic. She threw away everything that she had always worked for because someone didn't like her. She traded her passion for her need to be adored. She was so used to everyone cheering her on that she doesn't have the character strength to withstand someone's criticism. Here it gets very evident how privileged Rory always was. She's a beautiful white girl from a rich family. She benefits from her family's money and class, from their social network, and from the fact that everyone always wants to support her. Yes, she puts in hard work. She studies, just like everyone, but without her grandparents' money and their network, she would never have attended private school nor Yale University. If we think about it, Rory herself is not special. She is a smart kid, she's ambitious, but she's clearly not the only intelligent teenager with dreams in the US or on this planet. She gets this far because opportunities have always been catered to her. She knows the world as a cozy, warm place where everyone loves her, wants her to succeed, and helps her out whenever she needs it. Her mom steps in each time she has a problem. Her grandparents pay for everything she needs. Rory is presented to the viewer as something special, a golden child that needs to be adored, only to tear her character down in season 5 and show us how deeply insecure and unstable she is. How much her success has always depended on other people. Season 5 shows us that Rory is flawed, and that makes her average. I love the show for doing that. Rory gets a lot of hate for her behavior by the fans of the show. Bambi turns into the villain, but the truth is that this is extremely realistic, and it shows that Rory is human. She's a young adult who grew up with a mother that was a teen mom. Her mother grew up with her. She had to be responsible from an early age and didn't learn that making mistakes is okay. So when she makes a mistake, she doesn't understand that the world doesn't end. She's a 20-year-old woman with an identity crisis. She was picture perfect to everyone all her life, and that's why the disappointment hurts so much. It is easy to hate Rory for her behavior, for taking the easy way out, for throwing away all her privileges. Because who wouldn't think, if it was me who got all that free education and support, I would have used it better. But the reality is that she doesn't get help. Nobody understands that she breaks down from 20 years of pressure. Pressure that she put on herself, but that others also placed on her. It is her first time breaking free, and she asks to take a break to find out what she really wants. Yes, it was caused by an old white man who wanted to manipulate her, but this event might just have been the catalyst for an inevitable explosion. The main problem is that Rory always tied her identity to her achievements. Without her good grades and the validation she got from them, she never existed. She realizes that she is nothing without her career, without her goals, and without everyone telling her how perfect she is. She realizes that something is wrong and that this is unhealthy. And she decides to take a break, away from her mother who wants to pressure her back into university. Because Lorelai always believed more in Rory than Rory ever did. Because Rory has no real sense of self. This show is a perfect example of what can happen to a golden child, to someone who always looks perfect and who has everything under control, who doesn't seem to need help because they are always fine, to the one holding a family together, taking responsibility and making life easier for everyone else. Maybe this is a sign to check on your perfect friends, the one you'd never guessed needed your help. You can have the most perfect outside shell, look perfect, have the perfect career, a big social circle. You can be loved and adored by everyone, yet you can still feel deeply empty on the inside. I don't hate Rory. I'm jealous of her privileges, mainly her family money, but I have deep empathy for her. She's portrayed as the stubborn, privileged kid, which she is to some extent. But she never learned how the real world works. Everything always worked out for her because everyone always took care of that. The only obstacles in life she had to overcome were getting good grades, and that is not very difficult. But her family never gave her a stable sense of self. She grew up in a broken home, her father left the family, her mother struggles financially, and she's in the middle of a deeply flawed relationship between Lorelai and her grandparents. She's the one holding her family together. She knows that there's no space for mistakes because the family depends on her perfect behavior. These are not responsibilities a child should carry. The show ends well, of course. She goes back to Yale and gets her degree, But later there's a horrible reboot of the show that has been published in 2016, and it shows her as a jobless journalist moving back in with her mom. She still struggles with her career, her identity, and her path in life. And as much as I hate this reboot, I still think that this is a realistic portrayal of life. Rory doesn't show emotional growth. She still ties her identity to her career. She doesn't do any deep work on herself to find out how she can find her way in life. She stays superficial, which prevents her from success in the end. In the reboot, she decides to write a book about her relationship with her mother. This is the first time she actually looks at herself and her past, her feelings, and who she really is. It gives her hope, and for the first time she finds a creative solution, becoming an author instead of a journalist. This shows us that life never goes as we plan. We might have an idea of ourselves, we might have a passion, but that doesn't mean that life owes us anything. Life itself is brutal, it disappoints you, and that's it. Life hurts. And to maneuver through life successfully means to accept what is there, to let go what can't be, and to work with what you have. Often this might mean letting go of dreams that mean our entire identity. It means being humbled and accepting that we are not special and that life has no cheat code for us. It means crushing the carefully curated identity that we created for us out of need and desperation. But if someone can do that, if you can actually let go, if we do the difficult work and detach from the identity we created and the picture-perfect reality we imagined, this can lead to freedom. With your dreams crashes the pressure, and that gives you the time and the space to think, act, and move, to find alternative solutions, to create your life. Rory doesn't become successful because she doesn't let go. She is inflexible and doesn't want to explore real depth. And this can be the case for anyone. A golden child can have many different faces. It is not always the career-driven people. It can be the ones holding a family together or the saints who live only through helping others. Whenever our identity is tied to external validation, like being needed by someone, money, male or female attention, looks or success, it gets dangerous because it shows that we are deeply unstable inside. And once this outside source of validation is taken away from us, it gets difficult because then there's nothing left. I feel deep empathy for Rory because this is also my story. I come from a broken family, I was the oldest daughter, I was always successful and tried to keep my family together. Once I was out of university, where it was super easy for me to be academically successful, I was hit by the brutality of life. The truth was that nobody cared about my good grades, and I struggled big time on the job market. My ego was crushed and I had to rebuild my life and my identity. I had to give up the idea of who I was and I had to give up on some of my dreams. But it was worth it because it brought me something way more important than success. It brought me stability and inner peace. And now I have the freedom and creativity to build my life the way I want to, not the way I think it should be. Now what are we learning from all this? My message is, take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, what do I actually want? And why do I want that? Chances are you're living the life that you think you should live, but it's not really yours. Accept the situation you're in. The sooner you accept that you might be in the shit, the faster you will find peace. It's not the situation that hurts you. It is your idea of what you think should be. And if you're looking in the mirror right now, smiling at yourself because you realize you're actually fine, congrats. You don't need to be listening to this podcast.